The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered from the Senator from Woodbury, Senator Carlin. Following the prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by our own Grace Tollefson from State Senator.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Great and gracious Father, you've charged us with a responsibility to preserve this country of ours, this America, this freedom of ours, for the next generation. May we meet that charge and that responsibility with fear and courage. Fear of you, Lord. You said in your word to remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. You said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And you also said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, let us conduct ourselves with the knowledge that we, each of us, will give an account to you for the work that we did to meet that challenge and that responsibility. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Lee, Senator Reichman, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would I be in order for announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, sir. I grew up in Southeast Iowa, left, joined the Marine Corps. When that time was up, I returned to Southeast Iowa. A few years later, I got the call again and had the privilege of returning to active duty. When that time ended, I came back to the state I love, to the area I love, to Southeast Iowa. And it's an honor to be here today on their behalf. Today, it didn't make the schedule, but today is Southeast Iowa Days. And from 5 to 7, they will be at the Embassy Suites. And I hope you can join us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. For what purpose does the senator from Dallas, Senator Trongariot, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. It's my honor to introduce members of the Refugee Rise AmeriCorps program. Rise AmeriCorps leverages the power of community by training emerging leaders from refugee and immigrant communities to become work readiness trainers. Rise AmeriCorps members connect and support fellow refugees and immigrants with education, jobs, and essential services to increase economic opportunities for the communities and economic growth for Iowa. Last year, the Rise program enrolled 99 members, 90% recruited from Iowa, 68% from refugee and immigrant communities, and 80% who were bilingual. The 99 members were placed in other partnered organizations and nonprofits or ethnic community-based organizations across Iowa, from metro to rural towns such as Storm Lake, Sioux City, Waterloo, Ottumwa, and Columbus Junction. The RISE program served more than 2,000 clients statewide and helped job placements for over 500 refugees. The program also recruits and manages more than 400 volunteers, minimum 50% from refugee communities. The RISE AmeriCorps program is the only statewide program positioned to support refugee and immigrant workers with critical services and basic needs. I am so grateful for the strong community leaders that this program cultivates. Today is their day on the Hill, and I hope that all members of the Senate have an opportunity to visit with this group today. Thank you.
We welcome you to the Iowa Senate. We hope you have a wonderful day. For what purpose does the senator from Mills, Senator Costello, seek the floor?
For an announcement. Mr. President, thank you.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. I invite you to join CareSource in the Rotunda today from 10 to 2. They have boxed lunches available over the lunch hour. Staff will be available to share more about their unique approach to healthcare as a nonprofit insurance company offering plans on the marketplace. I encourage you to stop down and learn more about their organization. That's CareSource.
Thank you. For what purposes does the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Colker, seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Well, it sounds like we have a very busy evening this morning, but I just wanted to take a friendly reminder to remind everyone that the airport reception is at the Botanical Center from 5 to 7 this evening. So we all know our airports are a significant portal to bringing people in and out of our state. So if you have time to support them, please feel free to stop by from 5 to 7 at the Botanical Center. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any senators seeking the floor for personal points of privilege? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 3rd at 9 a.m.
You have heard the motion from the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, February 3rd at 9 a.m.